morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Salah Abdeslam has been handed a full life sentence. He has been found guilty of being the co-perpetrator of the November 13th attacks in Paris and Saint-Denis. His sentence only carries a small chance of parole after 30 years. It is the most severe sentence in France's penal code and is very rarely delivered. The Special Assize Court also convicted 19 other men involved in the attacks, six of whom are believed to be dead. The sentencing marks the end of a historic 10-month trial held at the specially built courtroom in Paris, which has painstakingly pieced together events in the run-up to and during the night of the attacks. For the plaintiffs, the judgment has been largely welcomed as fair. The head of the association, Life for Paris, said that the trial and sentencing had dealt justice to the unspeakable. Former President François Hollande, who was in power at the time of the attacks and who had testified during the proceedings, hailed the end of an exceptional and exemplary trial. The Minister of Solidarity, Damien Abad, is the subject of a preliminary investigation for attempted rape. The Paris Prosecutor's Office has opened the investigation after a complaint was filed by an elected official. The offences allegedly took place in 2010. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne will be meeting with the heads of the Assemblée Nationale, the Senate and parliamentary groups to discuss the COVID situation today. A draft bill is on the agenda which aims to maintain a monitoring and health security system until March 2023. The public health situation is rapidly deteriorating at the moment, with a steep rise in the number of cases. More than 147,000 people have tested positive in the past 24 hours. This is a 55% jump in cases in the space of a week. The government could be issuing emergency food aid to households on low income. The government wants to add the provision of a €100 food check to the draft bill to boost purchasing power. 9 million households could stand to benefit. And finally, 10 departments are on orange weather alert for storms in the east of France. These include Haut-Rhin, l'Isère, Saône-et-Loire and Haute-Loire. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.